Sewing was her calling. But little did Luisa del Rosario from Guelph know one day her skill would help others in need across the world. Since 1969, Del Rosario has owned and operated her family business, Luisa's Draperies and Interiors Limited, and as a member of the Rotary Club of Guelph for almost 30 years, she has supported many causes, not just locally, but worldwide. Del Rosario has traveled to Cameroon and Uganda. There, she was able to teach women how to make an income by sewing school uniforms, and on some occasions, living there for a month at a time while holding sewing classes. I was only the representative, but it was the money and support from the Rotary that made all of this all happen, Del Rosario said. Since my last visit in 2019, I do still hear from people there. They are so appreciative, and they are still sewing. They call me Mother Luisa. I will never forget them. Established in 1920, the Rotary Club of Guelph supports a variety of local charities and global initiatives including Food for Kids Guelg, the Grove Youth Wellness Hubs, Hospice Wellington, Rotary Forest, Kidsability and Shelterbox. Rotary's global motto is, Service Above Self. Becoming a Rotarian was something, Del Rosario says, was just meant to be. I lost my husband early, in 1991. There was a deep recession happening then, so I was dealing with that too, Del Rosario said. I guess at that time, I needed something different, something outside of work. After hearing about the Rotary from an acquaintance who was a member, Del Rosario attended her first meeting. I learned about what they do, about raising money for those less fortunate, and I thought, well, maybe this is something I can do. I asked if I could join. I wanted to help. Only 5 months in, Del Rosario joined the Rotary African Committee. Shortly after, two people from Cameroon visited. I got a phone call from the Rotary asking if I can host them for the weekend. I said sure. I wanted to help. They came to my house, and we began to talk, Del Rosario said. They came to visit my shop. As soon as they saw it, they thought these sewing skills could be of use in Cameroon. They asked if I could visit. Rotary was quick to support the initiative, and soon after, Del Rosario was on her way to Cameroon. I was shocked. Me off to Cameroon? I thought, well, if the Rotary Club supports this, I have to go, and off I went, she said. Once Del Rosario arrived, what she saw was eye-opening. I saw a lot of poverty there. I saw it with my own eyes. I thought, well, okay, there is something we can do. What about school uniforms? I saw kids wearing uniforms to school. I thought, well, this is simple and something I could teach women, she said. They had little. Their kids could not go to school because there was no money, and there was no food on the table. I thought if I can help teach them, they can then do this on their own, make some money, and help support their families. I saw the need, and the Rotary saw this too. The community in Cameroon hoped Del Rosario would return. I went back with sewing machines from the Rotary and taught about 10 women. I could see their interest and an eagerness to learn, Del Rosario said. Afterwards, Del Rosario returned to offer more help. They were doing just fine. This project helped about 300 families back then. And now, it's grown. I would love to go back and see, Del Rosario said. After Cameroon, Del Rosario took her skills to Uganda. That was about 15 years ago. I brought 4 machines with me, Del Rosario said. There was one widow there who has never left my mind. She had nothing. She had children and did not know how to get food for the next day. I went to her home. It was just a tiny shed, with a bed and a few cooking utensils. That was all she had, Del Rosario said. She said to me, Luisa, if I get the sewing machine, I'm going to set it up on the sidewalk. People can order items, and pay me for whatever I make. I just want to be able to put food on the table. When she received a sewing machine, the happiness and appreciation she had, I will always carry this with me. As well as offering sewing lessons, Del Rosario helped to create a sewing room. Fellow Rotarian Rosemary Clark accompanied Del Rosario on her last trip to Uganda in 2019. When I went to Uganda with Louisa for a couple of weeks, shortly before the pandemic started, we saw the container that had been well constructed into a sewing room with the 12 machines still in use. It is incredible that people with so little can build something useful to help their communities, Clark said. The Rotary Club of Guelph was also in support of renovations at a primary school in Uganda with over 550 students. We did lots for that school. This project was so special, Del Rosario said. Without the Rotary Club, I don't think I would have been able to do this. We work hard to raise money, but we do it because it goes to so many good causes. It doesn't matter if it is here or abroad. Del Rosario grew up in Italy, and began sewing in the 1950s. We had a farm in Italy. My brother was the only boy, but he did not want to farm. So, my dad said, "Fine, but you must all carry on with school or in a trade. In this world, you cannot go on without not knowing anything." So we both decided to learn a trade. I studied to become a dressmaker, and my brother became a carpenter. We worked hard along with my other two sisters. We all did well, Del Rosario said. Louisa's Draperies and Interiors Limited is thrilled to celebrate 50 years in Guelph. Sewing is a skill. I'm happy my children want to continue with the family business. It's a lot of work and we went through a lot. But I'm still here. My kids are still here, and I'm happy, Del Rosario said. Del Rosario has not been back to Africa since 2019. The Rotary Club, and especially two of its members, Jim Stevens and Hal Jackson, who have now passed away, helped me. I don't know why, but they did. I owe them. And I miss them tremendously, Del Rosario said. They might be gone, but they really believed that what the Rotary does is for the good of others, and this needs to be remembered. Del Rosario hopes to return to Uganda one day. I would love to go back. I think when you do things with your heart, it just comes. I had help, I did not do it alone. And I'm thankful, she said. What I feel inside, being able to do this, it's priceless.